Why are nurses who are done with their night shift eating breakfast in the Oklahoma City stockyards? In a moment, we'll take you to a place popular for breakfast and great steaks any time of the day. And it's all at a cafe won with the roll of the dice. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, and as you know, I'm often traveling the nation for our American Countryside broadcasts. My family and I recently spent a weekend in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. What is there to do in Cape Girardeau? Take in a Civil War reenactment at Fort Dee.
This is a star-shaped fort. It was challenged in the Civil War.
Or the history behind the picturesque Bollinger Mill.
A beautiful structure. It's very impressive.
And the Burfordville Covered Bridge, a true Missouri treasure.
There's only four. This is the oldest.
Take the kids to the Lazy Elk Safari Park and feed a giraffe.
We have kangaroos, muttjacks, cavies, awdads, ibex, pygmy goats.
Families love the Nature Center, Discovery Playhouse, and Cape Splash, the new aquatic center. Enjoy the evening listening to one of the free concerts downtown or a Broadway show at the River Campus. Then take in the sunset on the River Bluffs at Trail of Tears State Park. There's plenty to do in
Cape Girardeau.
That's my 2 and 3-year-old. And while Cape Girardeau may be difficult for them to say or spell, it's easy for you to plan your trip. Just go to visitcape.com and have a great experience like we did in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. It's a story with roots over a century old now.
But 1910, the first packing houses came to Oklahoma City, and this area was all kind of a boomtown.
Dick Stubbs owns the Cattleman's Restaurant in that boomtown called Stockyard City.
It got pretty big in the bootlegging business. There was bootlegging upstairs and restaurant downstairs. This went on up until 1945, whenever a couple of gamblers by the name of Percy and Gene Wade, and they won it in a dice game.
The number 33 is branded into the wall here, a reminder of the dice game that won the restaurant.
The hard six was what the number that Gene had to throw in order to win the restaurant. And when he threw it, then later on, they started raising their own cattle, and they started branding them with the 33.
The Wades raised most of the beef served. Stubbs bought Cattleman's in 1990. It's great steaks that bring locals and those from far away as well. In fact, over a quarter of the customers come from out of state. Cattleman's has won numerous awards for its steaks, and you can eat here almost any time of the day.
Most of our breakfast business is people that actually have hauled cattle in the mornings, and they come by here to eat when they're getting off work. We also have a new market that's developing. It's nurses that are getting off work at 6 in the morning and come here, because we're one of the few that can serve breakfast and beer at the same time.
Whether it's a great steak or beer for breakfast, the Cattleman's Cafe carries on its centuries-old tradition of great food at the stockyards. Traveling the countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.